You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, this is Abigail, and I'm an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I have a book called Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life Even If You Have ADHD. And I bring up the book because the title is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life, but the information is no help to you unless I get it to you. So bear with me and any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I'm not going for perfect. I am going for getting this information out to you in a timely manner. Today's podcast is When and How to Know You Need Help. Living with ADHD can be a struggle throughout your lifetime. There are some who stop displaying symptoms once they reach adulthood. Actually, a long time ago, they thought everyone who had ADHD as a child simply grew out of it. It was thought to be a childhood and adolescent problem only. Now we know better. Many people struggle with ADHD throughout their lifetime. From what I have observed as an ADHD coach and someone who has ADHD herself is that it is not one smooth road, either going in ascension or descension. It is a bumpy road with many curves, hills, and valleys. Sometimes we go up, sometimes down, and sometimes we don't move at all. I believe what is important is to keep forward movement, and sometimes we need help to create that forward movement. That is what I want to talk about, when and how to know you need help. We all need help at different points in our lives. The key is to recognize as soon as possible when you need support or help. Often, we wait and suffer needlessly because we think that it has to be really bad before we ask for help or that we just need to apply ourselves more. Applying yourself more is not easy when affected by ADHD and is reason enough to get help. I had someone contact me who wanted ADHD coaching, but she wanted to wait until she got some things under control and done at home before we would begin meeting. Her thought was that if she started now, we would waste our time talking about the things she wasn't getting done and not big, important issues. Well, needless to say, she never started because she didn't get the home stuff done. I felt this was a misguided attitude. It is like cleaning your house before you have the cleaning person over. You have hired them to clean, so let them clean. You don't wait for a perfect time to get help. If it was a perfect time, you wouldn't need help. You get help when you are either stuck and not moving forwards, or you are actually moving backwards. You get help when things are getting out of control. This can manifest itself with feelings of hopelessness or helplessness. It might manifest itself with feelings of frustration or anger. It might be that others in your life are saying you need some outside support. Once you start feeling bad, you need to decide what type of help you need. Coaching can help with ADHD and getting your life together, but you might need to see a doctor first, such as a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Many of those affected by ADHD also suffer from depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues. Those need to be treated. Many of my clients also see psychiatrists and psychologists to get the mental health support they need. Coaching helps you take action in your life, but you need to be in the right place to take action. If you are severely depressed, for example, that treatment must come first. A lot of what we do in coaching for ADHD is working on executive function skills, which include planning, organizing, task initiation, working memory, goal setting, time management, prioritizing, self-inhibition, emotional regulation, metacognition, focus, and flexibility or shift. It's a lot of different things. But if you are severely depressed, that should be worked on first. First, you have to stabilize before you can work on moving forward with your life. Many of my clients work with psychiatrists and psychologists simultaneous to working with me. It makes sense for them to be getting support on taking action while they're getting emotional support. The hardest part for many people is making the first phone call or email to someone for help. It is scary, and we tend to delay making the first contact. Push yourself to, as soon as you feel you need help, to take that one action of reaching out. It may take everything you have to do that, but it could be the beginning of the rest of your life. It could be saving your life. To find someone to reach out to, ask people close to you if they know anyone. If that's not comfortable for you to do, ask your primary care doctor or any doctor you know for a referral. If you have insurance, call them for a referral. They will be able to refer you to someone in your plan. If none of these options exist for you, Google mental health resources in your area or go to a health clinic and explain what you need. The important point is to act. And if you can't act, ask someone you know to act for you and get you connected to some help. Most likely throughout your life, you will go through times when you need support and other times when you won't need support. This is important to remember, that it can fluctuate. There is no failure in having to start or go back to get some help. That is taking control of the situation and keeping your life moving forward. So the most important message here is that if you need help, reach out. If you don't know who to reach out to that's a professional, just reach out to someone who can help you find a professional for help. That's it for today. For more information about Abigail Wirth Coaching, please go to www.abigailwirth.com. There you'll find many resources and information about ADHD coaching. If you wish, you can opt in and start receiving my newsletter that covers topics related to ADHD and productivity. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwirth.com.